Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3328, and today's date is April 12th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Will Unleash Their Weapon After May. The people are becoming united under Trump. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, you can really see the difference in their policies. And I do believe we needed time to actually see it. Because remember, going back to the very, very beginning, the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they told everyone, you know something, we go all go green and we push all these policies, the world is going to look fantastic. Everything's going to be great. And you're going to be better off. And of course, the people probably believed it because they heard them saying this and they want a better planet. They want a clean planet. And they don't want to use up all the resources and pollute the air and everything else. But sometimes you need to show the people the truth of the matter. And as the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum push their policies, the people of this country, they are now seeing that these policies do not work. And they are devastating to the economy, to the way you live, and you cannot operate in this system that they want. And when you look at the economy, you can see the economy completely buckling under the pressure of what they're trying to do. And it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. All you got to do is look at the blue states. All you got to do is look at the blue cities. And you can see this as clear as day. And if they continue down this path, they are going to destroy these cities, destroy these states, and the people will see it. They won't be able to unsee it. But you're already starting to see it, and it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. If you look at California, which I do believe is the template for the Green News scam, and Germany is the template for the Green News scam out in Europe, you can see out in San Francisco the toll it is taking. And when you look at there, you could see the entire economic system is completely and utterly imploding on itself. And when you look at the homes, the number of homes that sold at a loss was four times the national average. Sellers are losing money because they just want to get out. Nearly one in five homes sold in San Francisco have sold at a loss in recent months, way above the national rate. Why? Murders, robbery, burglaries, pushing the Green News scam. It's a complete and utter disaster there. And do you think things are going to improve if they continue down this path? Absolutely not. It's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. Just like the economy is getting worse and worse as time goes on. Remember, these people are never going to tell the American people the truth. They're going to continually lie to them over and over and over. And remember, inflation is cumulative. They can throw out, hey, it's negative inflation today. Will you still see the inflation? Of course you will. It doesn't disappear because it's cumulative over time. And you can see this. Just go back to 1971 as soon as we came off the gold standard. You could see it as clear as day. And actually, they've changed the calculations over and over and over. Why? Because when the system breaks down and inflation continues on, you need a way to continually hide it, just like the unemployment numbers, just like the GDP numbers. And when you go back to, let's say, 1983, and you use that calculation, actually, inflation is around 18%. That's probably higher. And remember, this is not the cumulative inflation. This is a point-in-time inflation. So if you're using that calculation back from 1983, which they've done, the inflation is 18%. Everyone happy with that? No, people are not. And this research, it was published by four authors at the nonpartisan National Bureau of Economic Research in February. And now it's just making waves. And people are going, holy crap, wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that inflation is 18%? Well, most of the people realize inflation is a lot worse than they're saying. Now that they're getting the number, the people are going, oh, wait a minute. Now this is a huge problem. Can you imagine if you told people, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but since 1971, inflation is around 3,000%. How do you think people would take that? People would just go, whoa, wait a minute. Because that really shows you that the private West central bank system, the fiat currency that we're using today, it doesn't work. It breaks down over time. Why do you think we had to ship our manufacturing across the seas? Why do you think they needed two people working in the household? Why do you think everything had to switch to credit? Why do you think they continually have to tax you over and over and over? Because somebody's got to pay for the borrowed money. The system doesn't work. It breaks down every single time. And if you go back in history, you can see, just look at the countries that were the world, the reserve currencies. It was the UK, it was Spain, it was France. It just kept switching from country to country. Why? Because they had to restart the system, because the system breaks down over time. And that's what you're witnessing today. You're witnessing the entire system breaking down today. And what do they want to do? They want to move us into a new system. It's the same system, but a lot worse. And I think people are starting to actually recognize this. And now with this report coming out and people feeling it every day, you could see this very, very clearly. So the Cobisi letter, they put this out and said, how bad has the U.S. debt crisis become? Interest payments on U.S. federal debt are set to double in just 3 years. Interest expense is set to rise from approximately $800 billion in 2022 to $1.6 trillion in 2025. That's just a year away. Even if the Fed cuts rates by 150 basis points, interest payments will still hit approximately $1.2 trillion by the end of 2025, doubling in 4 years since 2021. Currently, the federal interest expense accounts for 36% of government tax receipts, the most in 27 years. This all assumes that the Fed is still on track for a soft landing. The U.S. government needs lower rates more than anyone. Why do you think they've been keeping the rates very, very low, very close to zero? Because they knew if they raised the rates, it would destroy the entire system. And this is why they were raising the rates during the time Trump was in office. Actually, that Fed person actually admitted it to James O'Keefe and his crew. They were going after Trump and they were raising the rates to do what? Crash the economy. And they tried to do this during COVID. They tried to bring the market down. So Trump would be to blame. I do believe he turned the tables on all of them. And now they are in focus. The optics are absolutely incredible. Remember, this entire system was going to come down no matter what. The system was going to crash because remember, who controls the system? Is it an open market? Is it the people? No, it's the private West Central Bank. And they know that their system is dying. Every time it dies, what do they need? They need a cover story to cover it up. And that's exactly what people are witnessing today. And the people, they're revolting against the taxes. I mean, think about how many taxes we pay. There's federal tax. There's state tax, city tax. There's tax when you go shopping. Tax when you purchase anything, when you go over a toll bridge, when you're on a toll road. You're always being taxed. And there's a hidden tax, which is inflation. So you're taxed all over the place. Think about what our founding fathers fought against when they were just fighting against a small tax. Now think how many taxes people have to pay. It's absolutely unbelievable. And if you look at the federal income tax, combine it with state and city, you're almost giving half of your income, very close to that, to the government. You are enslaved in their system. And what's very interesting is that a recent poll has revealed that 64% of Americans believe their taxes are too high. Perhaps even greater percentage despise the IRS and support Republican efforts to abolish it. So as this continues on, do you think people are going to say, you know something, we've had enough? You think people are going to revolt? Absolutely, because all you got to do is look at the Fed and look at their policies and look at the people that they're putting into these positions. And I think that tells you everything you need to know. Amuse put this out on X and it says, DEI, another case of didn't earn it. Biden-appointed Federal Reserve Board member Lisa Donnelly Cook's entire academic career has been found to be fraudulent, from faking research data to outright plagiarism to lying on her resume. Cook is in charge of our monetary policy. Don Jr. responded to this and said, actually seems very much in line with our monetary policy. And he's absolutely right. And you can see that the Fed, they are prepared and ready to bring this all down. Eventually, it's going to come down because they want to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam. But they need a cover story to do this. Financial Law put this out on X and said, the Federal Reserve has already set the stage for another banking crisis for it by intentionally pulling away BTFP liquidity at the worst possible time. The general public just isn't aware yet. So when you start to look at this, you could see that something definitely is going on, and they've done this before. This is not the first time. But think about as the entire economic system completely crashes and you see the fiat currency continually losing value because of inflation, which means the currency is devaluing. What do you see happening right now? You see gold and Bitcoin, silver, moving up. The COBC letter again said, for the first time in decades, gold and bonds are trading in complete opposite directions. This all began in 2022 when gold prices began pricing in a potential drop in real estate. This was largely driven by the speculation that inflation would return. Now inflation is back. And gold has a historic 400 over the last few weeks. This comes even as 4 interest rate cuts have been removed from the market forecast. Gold is trading in a world of its own. Very interesting. A world of its own. That's very, very interesting. So what do you think is happening right now? You're starting to see the world. They're realizing what? That everything's falling apart. It's completely imploding on itself. Sluzcap put this out on X and said, I think the world is also starting to realize that the West isn't arbitrarily able to dictate the price of gold for much longer. While that fight is not over, price discovery on gold is increasingly being determined in the East, while almost every central bank on the planet is buying gold. The West is asleep. Why would the central banks buy gold? I thought fiat currency was king. Why do you need gold? Oh, that's right. It's a hedge against their pieces of paper because they know that gold, that holds its value. It's been around for thousands and thousands of years. And what have they been doing this entire time? They've been keeping gold down with what? The paper market. Because can you imagine Let's say they didn't have the paper market and they allowed gold to do what it always does. And gold was at $25,000 an ounce. And people saw gold continually moving up, going from the 70s all the way up to now. And they saw, hey, look, gold's at 1,000, gold's at 2,000 in the 80s, gold's at 5,000 in the 90s, hit 2,000, gold's at 10,000. You think people would start to question the central bank system? Of course they would. This is why they needed to control it all. This is why they couldn't allow the people to understand what was really going on. This is why they changed the inflation calculations. This is why they changed the GDP calculations. This is why they changed the unemployment calculations. This is why the Fed doesn't want to be audited. This is why they don't want you to see the gold. This is why they use the paper market to control the gold market and keep it suppressed, because they didn't want you to know what was really happening. They kept you in their illusionary economy and you were a slave to it, and they wanted payment from their slaves, and that is in the form of taxes. So gold is shooting up. Silver is shooting up. And the Kobisi letter says, this is very strange. Gold is now up 30% in 6 months, posting one of its best six-month gains in history. However, during this time period, four rate cuts have been priced out, and the U.S. dollar just hit its highest since November 2023. Meanwhile, risk on investor appetite is at an all-time high, and crypto just hit an all-time high. Every single factor that has historically led to lower gold prices is happening now, except for two key factors. Central banks are stocking up on gold, and geopolitical tensions are skyrocketing. When gold is behaving so strangely, it leads you to one key question. Does someone know something? Yeah, they do. And gold is continually moving up. Silver is continually moving up, and Bitcoin is continually moving up. I think this tells you everything you need to know of what's going on. Now, this doesn't mean the central banks aren't going to try to control all of this. Because remember, if they completely and utterly lose control at this point, what do you think people are going to notice? The people are going to say, well, wait a minute, something's going on. I mean, there's a lot of people already. They understand that something's going on. This is why they're buying gold from Costco. I mean, if people didn't think something was going on, they wouldn't buy the gold bars at Costco. Yes, they would have a couple of sales, but they wouldn't have $100 million, $200 million worth of sales if people thought everything was okay, which tells you everything you need to know. People think there's a problem. People are feeling something is wrong in the system. And what they're feeling is they're feeling the private West Central Bank system completely and utterly breaking down. And they're getting prepared and ready to bring us where? Into the Great Reset. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that this was going to happen. They knew that they were going to bring this system down. They really wanted to bring it down under Trump. I do believe Trump turned the tables on them and said, you know something? I'm not going to be responsible for this. Let them be responsible for it. Let them bring down their own system and let them try to bring us into their new system. Because once the private West Central Bank is at their weakest point, well, are they going to have any leverage? No, because when everything's crashing, what leverage do you have? I do believe Trump and the Patriots at this time have all the leverage to shift us away from the private West Central Bank. And you could see every day that passes, we're getting closer and closer to that point where everything starts to utterly fall apart. And I do believe that, yes, they're going to try to make it look good up to the very, very end, hoping to get Biden over the hump so this way they can control everything afterwards. But I don't think it's going to work. I think their entire mission is going to fail. And what's going to happen is the system's going to break down and Trump is going to use this to his advantage. Because at this point, when everything comes down, what are people going to do? Are they going to believe Biden or his administration or whoever's running in place of him? No, they're going to believe Trump in the end. And they're going to listen to him. They're already starting to listen to him because they see what's happening in the economy. You could see the Hispanic community, the Black community, they're having a very difficult time. The low-income people having a very difficult time. They want answers. Trump is giving them answers. He's saying, listen, we can stop this. All we got to do is reverse his policies. All we got to do is drill. All we got to do is remove the regulations. All we got to do is X, Y, Z, and we can make this country absolutely incredible. I do believe in the end, he's going to go after the private central bank, because if we don't get rid of the private central bank, what happens? This all starts all over again, because you got to go back to the source of the problem. You can't allow a private corporation that is completely and utterly corrupt loan we the people money. It doesn't work in the end. And we've seen this over and over and over. And this is why this is the third private Western Central Bank system in this country. Because in the end, the people, they understand that this does not benefit us. And the people get angry. The people get pissed off. And the people say no more. This time around, it took a lot longer. They had the ability to brainwash the people. They had the ability. Remember, they learned from the other private Western Central Banks. And they learned how they can keep people looking over there instead of over here. But now people are looking in the right direction. They might not understand what they're looking at, but they're looking in the right direction. And the people, they're going to say, you know something, this has to stop. I don't know what's causing it. I don't know what the problem is, but this has to stop. And I do believe Trump is going to point to the problem. Many people are going to point to the problem. And once people start to learn, well, the deep state, the central bank, they can't stop them. Because once they know, you can't make them unknow. So this, in the end, will actually destroy the private Western Central Bank system. And I do believe the entire system is going to be removed. And we, the people, are going to take back control, just like our founding fathers wanted. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, we can see that they are preparing something for the elections. And yes, I do believe this is going to be done in multiple phases. And yes, they're going to try everything they possibly can. And we can see the vote for the who is coming up in May, which means they most likely are going to unleash their weapon after May. Because why would they wait for the vote on the who? Because, again, they're doing this behind closed doors. And it allows the who to take control over country's health policy. So they get to govern the health policies of the government. So if you're going to do something and you're going to unleash something, you wait until you have control. Because they learned from the last time that, wait a minute, countries had control, they pushed back, and we didn't have the control, and we wanted the people to do what we wanted them to do. But once again, they have learned and they realize, okay, we need a controlling body to make sure we get the outcome that we want. Now, once again, the Constitution does not allow this in this country. Now, again, if you have a criminal syndicate and a criminal and a tyrannical and government running everything, yes, they're going to tell you that you must follow this. And this is when the people are going to have to fight back and fight back hard, because they're going to push this like we've never seen before. And I do believe this most likely will be the first phase of their attempt to try to cheat in the election. Remember, this all revolves around the 2024 election. So when we say, oh, this year is going to be bad, it's going to be a really bumpy, buckle up. Yes, the deep state, they are fighting for their lives. They're not in control. They are fighting for their lives. So what do they have to do? They have to punish the people every step of the way. They have to keep the people in fear. They have to continually do what they do best. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they want the people to see this. Because now that the people are awake, now that the people are coming together, the people, they understand what is happening. Now, is every single person on the same page? No, not yet. But the country now is uniting. And actually, there was a Rasmussen poll, and the poll says, yes, who can unite the country? Trump can. We'll be talking about that in just a bit. But you could see that everything that is happening for a reason, because every step of the way, what is the deep state doing? They're removing everyone's freedom. The tyrannical government is going after your rights, your freedom. And this is what our founding fathers fought against. And the only way to fight against this is to have a country that unites, and the united country points to the true enemy. And that's where all this is leading, and that's called the counterinsurgency. Remember, they set up the insurgency to separate and divide the people. That's what they want. If they keep you divided by race, by gender, by politics and everything else, people fight each other. They're not looking at the true enemy. When people unite and they come together, they can see the true enemy. And that's what the counterinsurgency is all about. And I do believe we are on our way. Yes, is it going to get scary? Yes, is it going to be bumpy? Yes, is the deep state going to push everything they have to protect themselves? Protect themselves from everyone understanding that they are treasonous to this country. Protect themselves from going to jail. Protect themselves from what the people will do to them once everyone is on the same page and the people realize that we have the control, they don't. And I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about trials. I'm talking about voting them out. I'm talking about exposing all of them so the world sees it. Because once the world sees it, no matter what they do, no matter what they try to do, it cannot succeed at all. And I do believe Trump is going to pull back the curtain at the very last moment with peace. Because once we have peace, they lose their distraction. They lose their depopulation. They lose the destruction of the world where they can rebuild it the way they want it. Once Trump pulls that back and says, okay, I have peace, it's pulled back. People could see who the criminals are now, and people could see who the true enemy is. And I do believe he's going to use that weapon at the very last moment after he's elected. But before that, people are going to be afraid, scared, because people are going to think that we're going to war. And yes, people, they're going to have to find that will to change, because they're going to hear war on the D side, on the Rhino side, and they're going to hear peace on the side of Trump. In the end, no matter what, people are going to decide peace. They might talk smack about, hey, I don't care, I'll go to war, give me a gun. In the end, these people are going to fold, because it will become unbearable of the thought of going to nuclear war. And I do believe Trump will get the people. Trump will have the people at the moment, and people will reach that precipice where there is no other place to turn but to Trump. And I do believe this is all put into place, not for those people that are awake, but for those people that are still brainwashed. because you need to bring the D's over to common sense. And I do believe that's Trump's mission in the end for the 2024 election. And I do believe since he removed the abortion issue and now he's concentrating on the issues campaign, every single thing that we're going to see is going to revolve around the issues. The issues of war, the issues of an economy that is crashing, the issues of open borders, the issues of CRT, DEI, ESG, the issues of everything that we're witnessing today, removing your rights, going after your rights. People are going to understand it and it'll be very, very clear and easy to see. But again, the deep state players, they're going to do what they do best. And you could see that since Trump came into the White House, he's always called the news fake news. And he says they are the true enemy of the people, and they truly are. Paul Sperry put this out and said, NPR whistleblower reveals NPR's D.C. newsroom includes 87 registered Democrats and zero Republicans. During a meeting, one of NPR's best journalists said it was good we weren't following the Hunter laptop story because it could help Trump. Well, is this unbiased reporting, or are they reporting for one side? It looks like they're reporting for one side. New York Times put this out and said, NPR in turmoil after it is accused of liberal bias. Charlie Kirk responded and said, incredible, real headline. And he's absolutely right. And then Trump said this on Truth. No more funding for NPR. A total scam. Editor said they have no Republicans and is only used to damage Trump. They are a liberal disinformation machine. Not $1. And he's absolutely right. All of these different organizations, they shouldn't be receiving any money. And now people, they're finding out, they're understanding, and they're realizing, wait a minute, this isn't real journalism. This is propaganda being pushed by the deep state players. And you could see it, not just on NPR, but PBS. You could see it with CNN, MSNBC, even Fox. That's the Rhino Network. So you could see how they're completely biased, how actually most of it, it's activism. And it's becoming very, very clear. So when Trump said from the very, very beginning that the fake news is the enemy of the people, I think people are starting to realize that, yeah, they are truly the enemy of the people. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is people are also seeing the two-tier justice system. Again, what's happening here? People, they need to see it all. They need to understand that, yes, we have a two-tier justice. We have rules for the criminal syndicate and rules for everyone else. Both sides don't follow the same rules. Well, the criminal syndicate, they don't follow any rules. They follow their own rules that they make up. And people can now see this very, very clearly. And what's very interesting is that Elise Stefanik, she dropped some breaking news during a House committee hearing on the FBI's budget with Director Christopher Wray. There is an audio of Biden telling his ghostwriter that he just found all the classified documents downstairs. And remember, Robert Hur didn't press charges. Why? Because he's a senile old man that can't remember, but he's the resident of the United States. Should he be the resident if he can't remember anything? See, if he can't remember anything to press charges, how in the world can he be in office to actually handle the nuclear codes, handle foreign relationships, and handle everything when we go to war? He cannot. So people, they're seeing it. They are understanding it. And they're also understanding how the open borders is not to bring people into this country to give them a better way of life. The open borders, and this is showing up from the polls, they are now bringing all these people in for chaos. They're bringing them in to replace people in this country. And they're trying to build their own voting base that is allegiant to them. Because again, they can control these people. And if they allow them to do whatever they want, the criminals to do whatever they want, all they got to do for payment is vote for us. And this is what they're trying to do. But you know what the people see? They see the opposite. They see terrorism coming into this country. They see criminals coming into this country. They see gang members coming into this country. And they're seeing the American people get hurt, murdered, and these people are using the resources of the American people, and the American people are having a very difficult time. Representative Brian Mass put this out on X and said, "This is insane. An Afghan national on the FBI terror watch list was arrested crossing the southern border and then released into the United States. Joe Biden can't even bother to pretend like he cares about our border security or the safety of Americans." And he's absolutely right. They don't care. They hate the Constitution. They hate this country. They hate the American people. They call the American people names. Doesn't matter what party you're on. Would you ever call the American people names? Does Trump do it? Does Trump call the D's names? No. He calls the criminals names, but he doesn't call the people names, because he knows that he is, when he's in the White House and when he's running for president, he represents everybody, no matter what. You see, the deep state, they only want people that are allegiant to them, that will do what they want. If you aren't allegiant to them and you're not going to do what they want, there's no need for you. And I think they're showing you just that. It's very, very easy to see, very, very clear to see. And you know what else is very clear? Well, O.J. Simpson, he just passed away. Probably never find out who really killed his wife and the other guy, Dan Goldman. But I think we know who did. Well, if you notice, the White House did more to mourn for O.J. Simpson, a murderer, than did Lake and Riley or Officer Diller. That's how much they hate the American people. If you notice, they mourn who? The criminals. Everyone can see it. Now, what's very interesting is that the LA Times, they put out an article about O.J. Simpson's story, but by accident, they inserted Trump's name. Do you really think that was by accident? I mean, if this is true, this is just absolutely unbelievable. So in the story of O.J. Simpson with the murder and everything else, they inserted Trump's name. Joe Concha responded, said, "I mean, there's no shot this wasn't intentional." And he's absolutely right. And I think the people are starting to realize, and they're starting to see the criminal syndicate very, very clearly. And it's made up of the fake news. It's made up of the corrupt politicians. It's made up of Hollywood. It's made up of certain CEOs. It's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And I do believe Trump, he actually forced the deep state away from the abortion issue by bringing it down to the state level. And I do believe that was absolutely brilliant on his part, because now that removed that from the entire equation. Because remember, what was the deep state? What the D's? What were they using this entire time? Abortion. They tried to focus everything on that. And yes, we know that Planned Parenthood was used to harvest organs. We know it was used to keep the black population down by having the black population abort their babies. We know what this was all put into place for. And now their entire argument is completely and utterly falling apart around them. And now Trump can focus on the issues. But he's also looking to the people, because he wants the people to actually change the laws. He wants the people of the states to say, you know something, we need to change this right now. He put this out about Arizona, and he says the Supreme Court in Arizona went too far on their abortion ruling, enacting and approving an inappropriate law from 1864. So now the governor and the Arizona legislature must use heart, common sense, and act immediately to remedy what has happened. Remember, it is now up to the states and the goodwill of those that represent the people. We must ideally have the three exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. This is important. Democrats are the extremists. They support abortion up to the moment of birth and even execution of babies, in some cases after birth. This should not be. Arizona legislature, please act as fast as possible. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, America's American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. And you could see that there are now states that are pushing different laws, and this is going to be the will of the people. And you'll see different states pushing different laws. And I do believe in the end, just like with the economy and their entire agenda with the Green New Scam, you will see the difference in the states. And you'll see those states that aren't going along with the D's agenda, you're going to see those states really prosper. Those states have a better way of life for all races. And I think people are going to see the difference now. And once people see the difference, that's when real change happens. And that's when people say, you know something, we've had enough of this. Look at all these other states. Look what they're doing. We're doing the opposite. We need to do what they're doing, because they're beating us in everything. And I do believe it's going to change. And I don't think it's going to take that long. I don't know if people think 2-3 years is a long, or 4 years is a long time, but it really isn't in the grand scheme of things. Because look, people are noticing the difference right now since Biden came into office. All you got to do is look at California. All you got to do is look at New York. All you got to do is look at Illinois. You're starting to see a very big difference. And I think people are going to recognize this very, very quickly. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that they're voting on the Pfizer bill. And yes, they passed it. But we'll get to that in just a second. You have to remember that Joe Biden, he is against a warrant requirement. I think that's all you need to know right now. And the House has passed the bill to renew the Pfizer warrantless spy program by 273 to 147. So the House, they passed the legislation to continue their Pfizer warrantless spying on American citizens and give themselves a corrupt carve-out from surveillance after hitting a snag earlier in this week. So now the legislation is going to go where? To the Senate, and most likely they'll pass it, and then it will go to where? It will go to Biden, which he's going to sign it. Now again, what just happened? Well, the government decided they were going to violate everyone's rights. And again, the people of this country, they must fight for their freedom. Think about what the colonists went through when they were fighting the Revolutionary War. Every single freedom that they wanted, the British government at the time, the tyrannical government, tried to remove. Are you seeing the similarities right now? I do believe you are. Thomas Massey put this out and said, "This is how the Constitution dies. By a tie vote, the amendment to require a warrant to spy on America goes down in flames. This is a sad day for America." The Speaker doesn't always vote in the House, but he was the tiebreaker today. He voted against warrants. So think about what's happening right now. Are the people sitting there going, wait a minute, they don't need warrants? This doesn't make any sense because we have the Fourth Amendment. So they're trying to override the Fourth Amendment? Well, this is kind of scary. Well, any law that is passed that violates the Constitution or repugnant to the Constitution, it's null and void. So the people, they're hearing this. The people are seeing this. And the people are getting angry. Remember, the people must fight for their rights. They must fight for freedom. And how do you do that? You do that in 2024. You fight for all of it. You remove these people. Remember, what are we removing? We were removing the tyrannical government that embedded themselves in D.C. and in many other places around the country. That's the job of the American people. But to remove the embedded criminal syndicate from D.C., you need to understand what they are doing to you. And people must get angry and fight back to remove these people. And you can see every step of the way, their main goal is to remove all your rights. They hate the Constitution. They hate the Bill of Rights. They don't want you to have these rights. They want the power to give and take. Right now, they don't have that power. And they're trying to actually chip away at their rights a little bit at a time. But is it failing? It absolutely is. But what's very interesting is that there is a new bill in Tennessee, and that would require gun safety courses to be taught in public schools. So lawmakers there, they passed this bill, and now it's heading towards the governor's desk. And this would be a major win for the Second Amendment and the people of Tennessee if it passes into law. And it could be a model for other states. So this is going to be very interesting. And I do believe once we have one state doing it and all of a sudden we have people that are trained, people that are using weapons in schools, people becoming familiar with weapons, you're going to see crime most likely go down. You're going to see big changes. Because think about it. All the other places like LA, Chicago, New York, you see a lot of violence there. You see a lot of gun crimes. You see everything. So right now, I do believe we are going to see a huge change, just like with everything else. And as more and more people carry their weapons, we're going to see crime completely go down, especially if we're not releasing criminals over and over and over, which we'll be getting to in just a sec. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that war is definitely building up, and you can see the deep state players, they push it a little bit at a time because, again, they don't want to push it all at once because you would know it was them pushing it. So they do it a little bit at a time, and it builds and builds and builds and builds. And really think about what happened out in Israel with Gaza. Right now, Hamas is refusing to release hostages or the bodies of the dead. The UN would rather have a ceasefire. How about the first thing is, you know something? You want a ceasefire? Release the hostages. Release the dead bodies. How about you do that? Show goodwill, and maybe we could talk about a ceasefire. But they don't even want to do that. It's absolutely amazing. So what's happening? Well, OSINT Defender on X put this out and said, according to a U.S. official, the Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group and several other coalition naval vessels have moved off the coast of western Yemen and in the direction of the northern Red Sea in order to more easily defend against any large-scale missile or drone attack launched against Israel or U.S. Navy ships by the Houthis, Iran, or other Iranian-backed proxy groups. OSINT Defender also put this out, and they're showing footage of dozens of interceptions by the Israeli Iron Dome and MIM 104 Patriot air defense batteries over northern Israel within the last couple of hours or so. And it looks like what they're trying to do here is maybe they're trying to have Israel use up all their defense capabilities so they can launch a major attack by using these homegrown missiles that they create from garbage. And it looks like they're trying to exhaust their defense system. And I do believe then most likely Iran will then launch a major attack. So we'll have to watch this very, very carefully and see where all this goes. And there's also U.S. commanders. They have arrived in Israel to discuss potential Iranian attack. So they're there. They're waiting for something to happen. And once again, the Iranian government said if the U.S. soldiers or anyone get in the way, U.S. is fair game. So You can see how the war is building right now, and I do believe this is going to intensify as time goes on. And I do believe that simulation that they had out in New Jersey with a nuclear weapon in a stadium, I do believe maybe that could be reality, where we have some type of Cuban missile crisis with a nuclear weapon inside the country, where we have the deep state players pushing it and the authorities here in the United States trying to defuse the situation. Would this make everyone tense? Would everyone see this as an attack? I do believe so. So we might see something like this as we move forward. But I do believe the deep state players, before we get to that point, I do believe they're going to try to use different tactics to actually cheat in the election. I think they're going to have different phases. They're going to try to cheat by unleashing some type of virus or something. Is there going to be COVID? No, COVID's dead in the water. They're not going to be able to use this. Maybe they can use a variant of COVID, but I don't think that's going to work. I think right now they're trying all different things. And remember, they mentioned disease X. So I think they're waiting for the right moment. What is the right moment? The right moment is when the WHO has control over the government's decision in regards to health. Wall Street Apes put this out and said, only 1 month away, everyone needs to be aware of this. We're about to lose our medical sovereignty to the World Health Organization. The vote takes place behind closed doors. The political declaration on pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response in May 2024, 194 member states of the WHO will have their final vote on both of these international agreements. This process takes place behind closed doors. It is not reported nor discussed in our newspapers, in our national parliaments, in university, nor in society. The WHO claims in these two legal instruments an absolute and non-questionable leadership in all health matters as soon as WHO refers itself to pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. So you think they're waiting for this for them to unleash their weapon? I do believe so. So I do believe if we're going to see anything, it will be after May, because they do need some time to ramp up what they're going to do, because they just can't release it the day before the election. No one would be afraid. People would know what was going on. So to scare the people, I do believe they're going to have to try to release this most likely in June or July, around that time frame, to try to convince the people that we have another deadly pandemic. Now, if they know something's coming and they know it's going to be a lot deadlier than COVID, well, that means they're planning it. And I do believe this is going to have a very difficult time getting off the ground. Even with the WHO trying to control everything, I think this is going to be very difficult, but they're going to try to push this as hard as they possibly can. And yes, they're going to try to scare the people into shutting everything down, shutting your businesses down. And this time around, no masks, no shutdown, no nothing. Because remember, the WHO is going to be dictating all of this. And the people of this country have to push back. And when they push back and they see it's not working, they're not going to be able to use this in the end. Remember, this has everything to do with the 2024 election. They can't allow Trump to win. So yes, they're going to keep and they're going to keep pushing the indictments. Yes, they're going to try and maybe even put him in jail. Yes, they're going to unleash Disease X. Yes, they're going to use different attacks on this country. Yes, there's going to be a cyber attack. Yes, they're going to use everything they have to try to get the people into doing what they want them to do, because they've lost the people right now. They're trying to get them back, and it's going to fail. And the people, they're not even believing what the fake news is putting out right now. The NBC News put this out and said, there's no evidence that COVID vaccines cause fatal cardiac arrest or other deadly heart problems in teens and young adults. And this is coming from a CDC report. Remember, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, America. American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. They took the study and they redacted everything. Plus, they only went as far as 2022. They didn't count 2023. They didn't count 2024. Why would they stop early on? Because you didn't feel the effects until later. And they don't want anyone to see anything past a certain date. So once again, they're lying to the people. And who are they standing up for? The pharmaceutical companies. So they're trying to convince you that everything that you saw, well, it really didn't happen. Wall Street Silver responded to this and said, the CDC says the drug the CDC forced everyone to take was not responsible for the death, which just happened to start around the same exact time. Think about that for a second. Patriots are in control. Put this out and said, so the CDC and NBC News are debunking their own widespread misinformation. Do these idiots know the internet is forever? And he's pointing to then, and it's an NBC News article, and it's June 23rd, 2001. It says CDC panel finds link between COVID vaccine and rare heart condition in young people. And remember, there's a lot of peer-reviewed studies on this. Today, fast forward to now, COVID vaccines not linked to fatal heart problems in young people, CDC finds. The new report debunks widespread misinformation. But didn't they put that out? That's very interesting. I think everyone's starting to see this and it's becoming very, very clear. And why would they put this out now? Well, think about it. They're going to be voting on the WHO, so they have to tell everyone that the vaccines are safe. It had nothing to do with the vaccines. This is what they're trying to do right now. But it's not working. It's failing. The people are awake. They see what's going on. Just like they see what's happening out in California, New York, Chicago, they see crime is completely and utterly out of control. And we're getting to the point, I think, where people are going to say enough is enough. We're already starting to see it in these cities. And what's very interesting is that out in Oakland, and M. Oakland has put this out, eight armed thugs took on an old Asian couple in Oakland and looted the entire store in broad daylight. And the owner did come out with a weapon and they all ran. Now, I don't know if the weapon was real or not, but they just came in. They started smashing the glass cabinets and they stole everything in the cabinets. You think people are going to hit the precipice? How much more are they going to take? Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is happening out in California too, in LA, because this is all you see out there. And Red Wave Press put this out in broad daylight. The California Highway Patrol tries to break up a street takeover, but the police vehicle is immediately surrounded by a dozen or so thugs that flip off the officer and attempt to prevent the officer from leaving the scene. The incident happened on South Atlantic Boulevard and East Olympic Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. So the police are having a very difficult time because there are too many of these people out there for them to handle. Now, think about this and expand all of this to what's going to happen with the illegals. If the illegals are creating chaos in this city, do you think the people will be able to handle the call? If they can't even handle this in LA, do you think they're going to be able to handle the chaos in multiple locations in different cities? No, they won't. So in the effect that law enforcement officers can't handle what's going on, someone is going to have to call the ball. And in the end, the military will have to step in because what we're going to be witnessing is that invasion has now turned into an attacking force within our country, especially when they start attacking people, especially when they start burning and looting. Actually, if you really think about it, go back to the Revolutionary War. What did the British do? Did they come in and did they burn people's houses down? Did they loot? Did they hurt people? Yes. What are you seeing now? You're seeing the same tyrannical government. They're going to be doing the same exact thing. And yes, they're going to use their trans community. Yes, they're going to use Antifa, which is part of the trans community. Yes, they're going to be using the illegals because you need criminals to do the dirty work. And that's why, one of the reasons why they're bringing them in here. Now, what's very interesting is that a radical leftist was arrested for detonating a bomb outside Alabama's Republican Attorney General's office. And this individual is a trans activist. And yes, part of Antifa. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, did you even know that there was a bombing at the Republican Attorney General's office in Alabama? They arrested and charged an unhinged trans non-binary leftist Antifa activist for it. This was politically motivated terrorism. This should be the biggest news stories right now. Can you imagine if it was a MAGA supporter that did this? Do you think this would be all over the place? Absolutely. But here, they bury this story because they don't want anyone to see it. Why? Because they are the foot soldiers, and they don't want you to see this. But once again, I think because of social media and people waking up and people looking for different information, more and more people are seeing this. Just like they're seeing how Biden doesn't take responsibility for anything. Define L put this out and said, and this is coming from Biden from April 15th, 2020. Remember, Trump was still in office. When somebody is president of the United States, the responsibility is total. Fast forward to today. Biden, speaking to the National League of Cities, says inflation in the U.S. right now is due to COVID-19, Putin, and gas prices. So, wait a minute. I thought it all falls on him. Oh, no, no. When these things happen, he can blame everyone else. He's famous for blaming everyone else. And that's what people are seeing. They get it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that since the whole FISA election system is coming up, all of a sudden, we have Andrew McCabe. He finally admitted that the Carter Page FISA application used by the deep state to spy on Trump and his administration in an attempt to bring him down was a mistake. Well, basically, mistake equals he got caught, and Trump has everything, and he's trying to explain away that, yeah, it was just a mistake. No, it was a planned takedown of Trump. It's called Crossfire Hurricane, and this is what they were using. And now they're caught up in all of this, and the people, they see it. People see what happened with the FISA vote. People are starting to learn what FISA is. This is just the start. Otherwise, people had no idea what it was. People didn't know what it was used for, why it was important. But because of this vote, because of people out there saying, this is why FISA's dangerous, this is why we need warrants, this is why we need control, more and more people got an education on FISA, which means this is the start, and now you can move forward with how they spied on Trump. Remember, Trump, from the very, very beginning, has been telling everyone, they spied on my campaign. Who spied on the campaign? It was Obama. Think about this for a second. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we've been talking about cyber attacks during the election period of time here. And CISA right now, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, issued an emergency directive mandating urgent steps for federal agencies to mitigate the risk posed by hacker groups. Specifically, the directive applies to federal civilian executive branches targeted by Midnight Blizzard, a Russian state-sponsored actor that accessed Microsoft corporate email accounts. So they're already building the narrative that Russia and their hacker groups, they are now cyber attacking different areas. And now, what did they do? Well, they created this directive to lock everything down to investigate. So do I believe they're building the narrative here? Absolutely. So now we have the IMF telling you about the financial system, that they are vulnerable to hackers. Now we have CISA coming out saying, yes, it's Russian hackers that are cyber attacking. We had a ship that lost power. We had cellular systems that pretty much went out. I think they're building the narrative up for something here. And it looks like in the end, I think we're going to see the narrative continually move forward, and you're going to see more and more of this, where people are going to start to understand that, wait a minute, it looks like Russia, or maybe even Iran too, is hitting the U.S. with cyber attacks. And I do believe this is going to accelerate and increase probably in August, sometime around that area. Now, what's very interesting is that we know Trump's mission is to build the counterinsurgency, wake the people up, and bring the people together. And it looks like it is working, because right now we see that the black community, men and women, it looks like they are now turning towards Trump. So the Wall Street Journal, they put this article out, and it says 30% of black men and 11% of black women intend to vote for Trump in 2024, which is a significant increase from 2020. Losing black support would be a blow to Biden's reelection campaign. Only 12% of black men voted for Trump in 2020. In 2020, 6% of black women said they would vote for Trump. So now this has increased. So 42% of black women remain up for grabs in 2024, which is good news for Trump. All he has to do is convince them. So right now we have 30% of black men voting for Trump. Back in 2020, it was only 12%. So I think the rest of the year, especially when I think Trump is going to be thrown to prison, I think the people are going to move towards his side. And I think he's going to unite this country. And yes, with war, with terrorism, with a failing economy, I think the D's are going to really wake up. And I do believe Trump, in the end, is going to unite this country. And Rasmussen reports, they did a poll, and it says, which would do more to unite America, if Joe Biden or Trump wins this year's presidential election? If Trump wins, 43% say Trump will unite the country. If Biden wins, 35% say Biden will unite the country. Not much of a difference, 19%. I do believe we're going to see Trump's numbers move up quite a bit, and not much of a difference is that 19% is going to move towards Trump, because think about what we're going to see in the next 6 months. This is really going to wake the people up. It's going to wake the black community up, the Hispanic community up. It's going to wake up the Jewish community. It's going to wake up the D's. All of these people are going to wake up, and they're going to say, okay, this country is really headed in the wrong direction, and we are very afraid of nuclear war. The economy is crashing right now. People have lost their jobs, and we've had events because of open borders. This is going to wake the people up, and it's going to unite the people under Trump. So this way, we can go up against the deep state players. The counterinsurgency will be completed come the election. And the people then will do what they have to do to get rid of the deep state and to take back this country. Why? Because the patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, America's American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN.